The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. Got something to ding? Have you got something to ding? What do you want to ding, Matt? What do you want to ding?
I haven't got my pants. I've got my car keys out and a glass of water.
All right, ready?
We don't normally have this much built.
One, two, three. Oh.
That is the best one.
That's the best one. So Glenn thinks it's part of the song when it's like that, when it's that good.
Yes. It was a wonderful rendition. Thank you. Yeah, it felt like we were in the room when this was recorded.
Beast Womble is back tomorrow, hopefully.
Hopefully. No, he's not. He's back on Friday.
No, he's not back on Friday. I never know. I can never keep track of him.
You never know with him, do you? Comes and goes.
He's a mysterious character.
That's true, actually, isn't it? Matt Dyson, good morning.
Morning.
Old Swiss, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Producer Ellie, getting coffees. Good morning to you. The Booth of Truth, Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Glenn, good morning.
What now?
Matt, you're in a great mood because your kids are away at the moment, aren't you?
They're away at their grandparents.
It's just you and Katie.
For a whole week, child-free.
And you have the time of your life, aren't you?
Yeah, I went out for a meal last night. Oh. Didn't have to pay for babysitters or anything. Oh. It was great.
I thought you said didn't have to pay for the meal. I thought it was another infamous Matt Dyson promo. And I'd like to thank the people at...
No, they don't happen anymore. Or they all go to influencers now, radio.
The game's gone, isn't it? The game's gone from us. It's a dying medium, anyways.
I went to the gym. I walked the dog, went out for a slap-up meal with some friends. I've just got so much free time on my hands, I don't know what to do with it.
I know, that's the thing. When you have the free time, it's like, this is what
it's
like.
Life used
four
to be.
Kids,
it's great.
When are they back?
Not till Sunday.
Oh, mate.
Yes.
A whole week. Unprecedented. Yeah. Quite incredible. Well, that was you after the show yesterday. After the show yesterday, I got to witness something quite incredible. It's not every day you get to witness someone putting in an Oscar-worthy performance.
Really?
I don't know if a radio drama has ever won an Oscar before, but I think that is going to come at some point.
New York radio ones.
Who cares about them? I'm talking about our radio, a spooky radio drama that's going to debut tomorrow. How far along are we with this, Old Swiss?
We'll make it.
It's been a quick turnaround, hasn't it? I wrote it, if we can say that, on my commute.
I can't wait to hear this.
I'd pretty much written it by the time we got to Clapham, which I think shows the quality of it. But yesterday, Anna Geary came into the main Absolute Radio studio and recorded her parts for the spooky radio drama. I don't want to give too much away, but we can hear a little clip from the session, which was masterfully directed by Old Swiss, if I can say that. Let's just wind the clock back to yesterday, late morning, shall we?
Come and get your milking.
That's Swiss, right? He's feeding Anna the line. Right. He's feeding Anna the line. Okay, and then she says her line, right?
Come and get your milking.
No, please.
I mean, come on.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Very Penelope pit stop, really, that performance.
I can hear that, actually,
Hail.
Also, by the way, we finished the New York music. Wow. I'm carry on. I'm not going to the song. Don't give me the wind-up. Can I just say, Old Swiss sounds so threatening there.
Come and get your milking.
God, it's terrifying, isn't it?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Come and get your milking.
No, please.
Come on.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So this is what you need to know about the spooky radio drama. It's going to debut in tomorrow's show, just after 8 o'clock. That's when it's going to get its world premiere, okay? The trailer, though, will drop first thing tomorrow morning.
Really?
If we make it.
And Anna's playing herself, is that right?
Anna's playing herself, yeah.
Who's Glenn going to play?
A fictionalised version of herself.
Ah, right, okay, so hyper-real.
Yeah, Glenn doesn't know us yet, but Glenn is also playing himself.
Typecast.
Yeah. Oh, and maybe, again, typecast, Newsreader 1. Yeah, Newsreader 1. Matt, you're playing the role of our former security guard, Bernard.
Role I was born to play. I've spent a lot of time with him researching the role as well.
Well, off air, you do a lot of Bernard. You used to do a lot of Bernard impressions, didn't you?
Which
is basically just you doing a French accent.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come on, get your new key.
Oh, wait a second, Matt, you're out. Glenn, you're in.
Right.
We could have a little audition now if you want.
Okay, what's the line? Give me the line. Feed me the line.
Something like, come and get your milky.
Come and get your milky.
He's in.
He's in.
That's it. All right, your cast, congratulations. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Morning to Simon, who says, hi, Ben. Old Swiss sounds like he's holding Anna at gunpoint in that clip. I know what you mean.
Come and get your milky.
No, please.
I'm telling you, one of the great performances. One of the great performances. Our spooky radio drama will debut tomorrow on the show. Meantime, in the opening, 29 minutes of the show, we've already had some clips from the team that could appear in a future edition of Clippity Clop.
Really?
Like this, for example. Maybe.
Come and get your milky.
That's you, by the way. Yeah, you might not recognise it because it's such a great performance.
Pale.
Oh, that's you again.
Come and get your milky.
And then Glenn's performance of Bernard.
Yeah.
Sort of sounds a bit mad doing a whole week of the show, maybe 2 weeks of the show, on our former security guard who had an obsession with milk.
Is it a bit of an in-joke, do you think?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Actually, it was. Actually, thinking about it, yeah, our former security guard who liked milk is quite in, isn't it?
Yeah, and none of the listeners have ever met.
Yeah. No. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. We don't really do shout-outs on this show, do we, Matt Dyson? We prefer our listeners to make the effort and earn their shout-outs, so we want you to earn your shout-out right now with our game, A Verse in Reverse. I've taken a verse from one of our songs that are playing just after 7 across one of our network stations, but we've put it in reverse, obviously, hence the title of this feature. This song is going to be played just after 7 on Absolute Radio 10s, which might give you an idea as to what song it is. If you think you can identify it, then text us on 81215. You can WhatsApp 0330 123 1215. But we don't want to hear the answer, do we, Matt? We want you to give us a little colour of what you're doing today.
Flavour of your morning.
Yeah, we want a little peek into your life, a peek behind the curtain. Let us know what you're doing right now, what you're doing today, what mood you're in, what's annoyed you already, first thing. Let us know anything you want to tell us, really, on 81215 along with your answer. So, Matt, if I was asking you to text in, what would you say this morning?
About my morning?
Just whatever you want.
Just a big shout out to all my family and friends. Love the show. That sort of stuff, really.
You must put love the show.
Generic.
Cannot stress that enough.
And then a big up to my local independent business that I run.
with a tagline,
preferably.
Yeah, you've got to slip the business in there, get a bit of free advertising, why not? 81215 is our text number. Name this song, please. Swiss, on this script in front of me, it says Absolute Radio 10s. Is that right?
Is that right? Because I thought it was 80s.
That's yesterday.
Oh. That's yesterday.
Wrong script!
Yeah. What a waste of my time. That's going out, I'm guessing, on 80s.
It sounded pretty 80s. That's what I think it is. Yeah, it's 80s.
I was looking at the answer in front of me thinking, oh, God, did this band release that song? Yeah. What? Okay, an 80s song then we're looking
for. It's around about the same time as Gangnam Style.
Yeah. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Listen to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. We played you this earlier. A song in reverse that we played on our sister station, Absolute 80s, after 7 this morning. We asked you to identify that song to earn a shout-out on the show. You have done that. Loads and loads of right answers. Nice one for getting involved. Hi to Paul, travelling to Scotland again, delivering furniture. He was on earlier in the week. Hi to Dean on an 800-mile drive right now. It's a long one. Mandy's scrolling through the funny reels in bed until she could be bothered to get up and put the kettle on before going to work at Hadley Dental Surgery. You were correct. Angie at work right now for 2 hours, then off to move house with one car and just me, and she puts hashtag muscle woman.
Right.
You keep searching the hashtag on Instagram, don't you, Matt? Well, enjoy that, Angie. You are correct. The answer was, of course, this. Classic Duran Duran. Not from Absolute Radio 10s, but from Absolute 80s. And you can flick between all 9 playlists for this radio show on our Rayo app right now. There's loads of bonus stations on there as well. Download Rayo if you haven't done so already.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So during that last song, we discussed this at length and we were trying to work out dates, whether it would work if Matt Dyson's age matched up to old Swish's age, whether you could actually be his father.
I would have. So if he is my love child, I would have had to father him in 1991. I would have been 14.
14.
Unlikely. Very unlikely.
So to answer your question, Richard, it's a no. No. Yeah, they're not related in any way.
I don't think we look that similar, really, either.
No.
We have a shared love of geography, but that much is true.
Well, that's what you said. You said maybe that's where the geography love comes from. So maybe, you know.
You could be brothers. That would be
right.
Well, we'll investigate that at length, perhaps on the show later.
You do share a dad. I remember that.
Matt, what's happening on the socials?
We'll go on. Who do you think you are? And we'll investigate.
It's a really dull episode.
There's big news on the Gen Alpha slang front because the phrase "skibbity toilet" we spoke about on Social Ammo. Possibly a year ago.
What does that mean?
You know about skibbity toilet.
No.
Skibbity toilet riz.
What?
Everyone's
skibbity
saying.
Skibbity toilet riz.
Who's that?
It's like Gen Alpha speak. He's just an old guy. Dude was in the video once doing Gen
skibbity
Alpha speak.
Skibbity toilet riz.
All the kids at my kids' school, they all just shout it all the time. They still do. They have been.
What does it mean?
It doesn't mean anything. There was like a YouTube channel that had like a head coming out of a toilet spinning around.
Yeah, if you imagine the head from Art Attack.
Yes,
basically that, but in
a
toilet.
A bit more scary than the Art Attack head, but yeah.
I think about that Art Attack head quite a lot.
Hello!
It was terrifying, wasn't it?
Was it Neil Buchanan in real life, was it? I don't know if it was.
Was it? Maybe it was. It didn't appear to have a neck. It was so weird.
Because it's quite distracting, because kids just shout it all the way through lessons at primary school.
Right.
Skibbity toilet all the time.
Yeah.
I took Ted swimming, my 5-year-old son Ted, and we were in the cubicles, and suddenly they pop. It's like a wolf howl for primary school age boys.
Right.
They all, once they hear it, they all keep shouting, skibbity toilet. I mean, it doesn't mean anything, but they just love it. But now it's being banned from the classroom. It's probably a good thing.
Well, by the government?
By the teachers.
Oh, the teachers.
I don't think the government are going to announce any plans.
It's in the budget today. Skibbity toilet.
Rachel Reeves will open the tatty old red case and the head will pop out. This is now banned. Skibbity toilet riz is banned. So we can stop saying that now. There's still a lot of on socials about fancy dress costumes for Halloween.
Mm.
So there's someone who's gone as the broken air conditioning unit from the Co-op Live Arena in Manchester.
Amazing.
Which is quite a niche reference, isn't it? Someone has created an amazing one now. If I describe it to you, I think you might know the image that it comes from. It's someone wearing very high shorts, some flip-flops, a T-shirt cut off at the arm, that says Cortez on the front, some ill-fitting sunglasses, and a massive lollipop. If you think of that image,
I know.
Who that might be.
I know.
Yeah.
Is it Wayne Rooney?
It is.
Yes,
it's Wazza.
A big lolly
from his heyday on holiday. Wayne Rooney with a massive lollipop is the best one I've seen.
I have a question about that. Was that a real massive lollipop or was it done in Photoshop?
No, it was a real one because he was just living it up. He had so much money. It's like, what are you going to spend it on?
What an era that was for pop culture.
The biggest lollipop I can find. So that seems to be the best out. But it looks like a lot of the parties have already happened for Halloween.
I have a question about Halloween, So it's tomorrow, Halloween. Mm-hmm. Proper Halloween day is tomorrow. And last weekend, there seemed to be loads and loads of parties for Halloween already. Have we gone too early on Halloween? Has that already happened?
Yeah, preemptive ones.
Surely, if it's Thursday, the parties should
be... You do it closer to the next weekend,
be next weekend.
But there seemed to be a lot of Halloween parties ready. Mm. Should we do a little quick straw poll for our dear listeners? 8-12-15 to text. You can WhatsApp us at 0330123-1215. Has Halloween happened already? Is it happening this weekend? Was it last weekend? Was it this coming weekend? We need to decide this right now because there were so many parties I saw on like Instagram and Twitter last weekend. So many parties already. People are already getting their costumes sorted and went out last weekend in their costumes. Have we had Halloween already, despite the fact it is actually tomorrow? Was last weekend the actual proper Halloween weekend or is it this coming weekend?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Halloween tomorrow. We were saying moments ago, though, during the social ammo, that a lot lot of Halloween parties seem to have happened already. Last weekend seems to be the big weekend for Halloween. This coming weekend, even though it's closer to actual Halloween day, it doesn't seem like a lot's going on. Lewis says Halloween should only be on the 31st of October. You can't go out on a Thursday night.
No, you don't want to go to a house party on a school night.
You are. Of course she is. Of course she is. What a surprise.
Fiona Graham's.
You're going to Fiona Graham's?
Wow.
No one else.
Did anyone else get an invite?
No.
I think it's ladies only.
Oh, is it? Okay, fair enough.
Okay, fine. Let's speak to Stuart on line number one. He has a good theory about this. Stuart, good morning, mate.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Yeah, we're doing all right. Good. Thank you. Happy Halloween for tomorrow, Stuart. Tell us your argument, your theory about all of this.
So last weekend was Halloween because this weekend most people are going to be having their bonfire parties, I would imagine.
Oh, I'm going to one the week after. So I. this is so confusing now. Yeah, I'm fully out of sync.
I see. That's, you can't really merge those. They're not. They're not compatible,
dangerous.
Really.
There's a lot of flammable costumes, aren't there?
Right, yeah,
it's not a good mix.
Stuart, are you going to a Halloween party this year? Have you got anything planned?
Well, tomorrow I'm actually. So I operated Murder Mysteries, so we're doing a Halloween Murder Mystery in Wales tomorrow.
Nice.
Okay, you can plug the Murder Mystery if you want.
I'm doing a bonfire party next week. So.
Oh, okay. You're like you're a Glenn believer. Yeah. You're next weekend's
sort of
person.
Method man. Yeah.
Method man. Yeah. Well, have you got your costumes sorted, Stuart, or are you hosting the whole thing?
Well, I'm the inspector, so I just need to look official.
You're playing the role.
I see, okay.
Nice. Another great actor on the show this morning. We've had Matt doing a French impression. We've had Anna performing her role, now Stuart. All right, listen, thank you very much for that. You've solved the mystery for us, mate. 8-12-15 is the number if you want to get involved with this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is one breakfast show with 9 playlists. Just played you the Kooks on the main Absolute Radio station on Absolute Radio Naughty's early Arctic Monkeys. You can get all 9 of our playlists on our Rayo app right now. We've raised the tension straight away on Five Celebs, £5. Mainly because I haven't got the Five Celebs music. It's gone missing again, that Five Celebs.
Really?
Yeah, I can't face another data loss like we had at the start of the week. Let's not worry about that too much. Oh, here it is. Let's try and see if we can load this in. Producer Dave has done that for us.
Five Celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
I can't bear to lose it again. So Five Celebs is back on the show and playing this morning on line number one is Daryl. Daryl, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm right, thank you. How are you? Where are you today? What are you up to? Tell us all.
I'm in Brighton, just picking up some lads at the moment, waiting to go to work.
Are these lads that work with you?
Sorry, are these?
Are these lads that work with you?
Yes, they are, yes. Okay. They work for me, yeah.
And what do you do for a job?
I own a building company in Brighton.
Oh, let's give them a plug. Come on. Free advertising.
Yes, it's Dean Builders. Dean Builders in Brighton.
Dean Builders in Brighton, okay. I believe Matt's Googling already. He'll give you a full and frank review of your social media in the next 10 minutes.
I'll get a quote off air, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's see if we can bag you the £5 this morning, Daryl. Let's see who you're going to play with. Let's roll the random name generator.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Geary, you're up.
Good luck.
Leave the studio, please. I feel like this could be a bit of a mismatch. You never know. You never know with that. You never know what you're going to get, do you?
Yeah.
Never know. Glenn, can you tell us when she's left the studio, please?
3, 2, 1.
There we go. All right, Daryl, are you ready?
I am, yep. Certainly am.
All right, good luck, mate. I've got 5 first names in front of me. You give me a surname to make a celebrity, and hopefully we'll match all 5 with Anna Geary this morning. If you do, you win 5 whole pounds. Name number one is George.
George Clooney.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yes.
There's a lot of big Georges. A lot of big Georges.
I would have gone Galloway. That just seems wrong, doesn't it?
Talking about
another rival radio presenter.
Is he still the radio presenter?
Yeah, who knows?
On what?
Well, God knows.
It's on Magic, isn't it?
He's the new breakfast show host.
Yeah. him and Gok sort of switch out.
Can I be the cat?
Okay. Yeah. Name number two is Susie.
Sorry, what was that?
Susie is name number two.
Oh, Susie. Susie Quattro.
Oh,
yes.
That's a blast in the past.
That's quite a difficult one, I think. That's a good answer.
I think Geary will go Dent, surely.
Name number three is Tom.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
oh,
gotta be. Yeah. Gotta be
big,
Cruise.
Another big hitter.
Cruise and Quattro together, finally.
Yeah.
Name number four is Angela.
Oh, Angela Rippon.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Real 80s feeling. I love it. To this.
Okay, Daryl, fifth and final name is Harry.
Harry Styles.
Ooh, has to be.
Okay. This is a spicy mix. I like it. Let's see if we can match them with Anna next. Stay there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning to Giles in Tunbridge Wells in Kent, who says, I just matched five words with Daryl. We've had one match already. Nice. Let's see if we can do the same with Anna and Daryl. Let's welcome him back to the show. Daryl, good morning, mate.
Good morning.
These were good names, I think. Good names. Mm-hmm. We could be given £5 away. Take your time in answering this question, Daryl, but how would you spend the £5 if you won it?
Oh, I think I'd take the day off.
Well, that could be a crazy, crazy reality on the show right now. Let's see if we can match your names with Anna Geary. Anna, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Come on, Anna. Do it for Daryl, okay?
Okay.
Name number one is George.
Ezra.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Strong start, that.
Yeah. Look what you've done to him. Poor Daryl. He's going to have to go to work now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daryl.
OK, let's see if we can save face. Name number two is Susie.
That woman on... is it Countdown?
Yeah, Matt was right.
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
Should we just say because it is wrong?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Go on in.
You have the honour of this.
Yeah. Well, I sat next to her in Dictionary Corner on Caster's Countdown last year. Susie Dent.
Dent.
Close personal friend of Glenn.
Close personal friend of Glenn, yeah.
Not Quattro.
Susie Quattro, yeah, is what Daryl went for. Third name was Tom.
Holland.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Daryl, this is a shambles, mate. I'm so sorry.
It feels like
I'm so sorry.
A generational jarring happening here. Maybe that's what it is.
Can you be united by Angela? Name before.
Rainer.
No. Rippin is what Daryl went for.
Rippin all day long. Rippin or Griffin? Okay. Griffin, isn't it?
as the old saying goes,
Griffin,
you're right.
Or Griffin.
All right, let's see if we can get one out of five. Come on. All right, you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Fifth and final name is Harry.
Styles.
Yeah! Oh, dear. Daryl, I'm sorry, mate. No £5 for you, but one out of five is not too bad.
Yeah, fantastic.
Listen to what you reduced poor Daryl to. Listen, Daryl, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Have a great day at work, mate.
Ben, thank you. Cheers. See you later.
Oh, bless him.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Barrell here and for Dave Berry this morning. Dave is back on Monday and Five Words, Five Grand is coming back with him. Meantime, there is something massive coming up this week on this radio station. Something huge, something incredible, something we've been looking forward to for the better part of a week now, haven't we, Matt Dyson?
Yeah,
it's not the £500,000 giveaway. Who cares about that? It's our spooky radio drama. It's happening tomorrow in time for Halloween. You've been helping us out with this. You've given us the location to set our spooky radio drama in. Mike gave us that, the old Absolute Radio building in One Golden Square, now abandoned. Spooky. We've also been getting you to do various sound effects that we can use in the drama. For example, this from Sam. Some incredible creaks, including this from Sarah. And who can forget an evil laugh? This one from Tony. Now, earlier, we played you an exclusive behind-the-scenes look of Anna Geary yesterday recording her part. Anna is our lead actress in the spooky radio drama. And we got a little glimpse into what was going on yesterday as she was recording.
Come and get your milky.
Just to clarify, that's Old Swiss, one of our producers and director, shouting at her, come and get your milky. This is because the storyline is based around our old security guard who had an obsession with moving milk around the building.
Come and get your milky.
No, please.
does sound a bit like Penelope Pitstop. You're right. I'm hearing that now. Well, we have even more of a little tease ahead of tomorrow's big premiere for our spooky audio drama. And because this is hot off the press, right? You know when like a big film comes out and they put like a little teaser trailer on like Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and you don't quite know what's going on, but you're excited, you're intrigued about it. This is very much that, and I think better than any other ones I've seen and or heard. This is Anna Geary on location, right? She's gone on location for this particular thing. She went to the showers here at Absolute Radio earlier on this morning to record on location. And in what has to be described as a very on-brand moment for Anna Geary, she was singing Celine.
Near, far, wherever.
Can I just say, No perfect. No perfect.
6:39 this morning.
I'd love it if one of our bosses like ran into work early and was in the shower next door going, what is she up to in there? To be fair, though, not too dissimilar to what you do off air normally,
exactly,
if we're being honest.
Exactly.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's exactly 17 minutes past 8. And this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. So around about this time tomorrow, we are doing our spooky radio drama. It's a world exclusive tomorrow on the show. We know it features Anna Geary in the shower singing Celine Dion. very on brand for her, as we say. It also features you lot in a variety of roles. We needed some celebrities as part of the story. So the other day, we were getting you to do some celebrity impressions, weren't we? Some amazing ones have come in that we haven't got round to yet. Let's have a little look at what we've got, shall we? Darren gave us this. Drink this in.
Come and get your milk.
Oh, that's a great Arnie.
That's a good Arnie, isn't it? How about this from Daniel?
Come and get your milk, son.
Who do you think that is? Any ideas?
Come and get your milk, son.
Ray Winston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. This is an interesting one from Paul.
Come and get your dirty little milk,
sisters. Is he okay?
Gollum. I love it.
It's Gollum, that's right. And this is from Caden.
Come and get your milk, hot dog.
Any ideas?
I think that's meant to be Nicolas Cage.
No, not quite. Jennifer Coolidge, that's meant to be.
Excellent.
They are the same.
Exactly, yeah, they're similar.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Meantime, had loads and loads of voice notes in for our spooky radio drama. We need you to be a celebrity in our little radio drama that's spooky. It's about our old security guard, Bernard, who had an obsession with moving milk around our old building. Our old building is now abandoned, and that's our setting for our little drama. Anna Geary's our lead actor, we know that. We need some celebrities, though, to appear in this. We've got you doing impressions. I've just been listening to loads, like all the ones we've had in off-air over the last few days. I think this has to go in. We have to include this one from Sam.
All right. Come and get your milk.
That's pretty good, Matthew McConaughey.
That's really good.
I don't know about this one.
Come and get your milk, Batman.
Oh, yeah.
From Steve-O. I think he's stepping on Dave Berry's toes there. Yeah. Thing. Yeah. This is going to be included just because I like the performance.
Shippy, you need to come and get your milk. I'm away, George.
Another contemporary reference on the show there. We've had some more in. I don't know who these people are. We probably should have got you to actually to put the who the impression is on this.
If you have to say who it is, then it's not good enough, isn't it?
Exactly.
Surely that's how these work.
Try and guess this one from Jade.
Come and get your milk.
No, it's not Jade, it's AMD.
Come and get your milk.
Is that just like a pirate?
Just pirate.
Yeah.
Is it someone from Pirates of the Caribbean, maybe?
Yeah.
How about this one?
Come and get your milk, honey.
I think that's another pirate.
What's going on there?
That's genuinely scary.
Come and get your milk, honey.
Oh, God.
That's The Exorcist.
Yeah. It sounds like that Nutella guy.
Oh, no, it's him. And it sounds like they're in a car as well.
Nutella.
Get your milk, honey.
Oh, God.
What's that last word?
Honey.
Honey.
Can we get your milk, honey?
Yeah. Oh, God. I've got that one's probably a no from me, if we're being honest.
Scared by that one, yeah.
Anymore, let us know. 0330-123-1215 is our WhatsApp number. Send us a little voice note of you saying that line as a celebrity, please.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's time for Name That Job. We have a caller on the line right now. We're going to try and guess their job. Each team member has one question, and we'll try and work out what their job is from those questions. Have you just seen this text? Joanne Price, she's texted in to play the game, and she's put her job on the text management system consultant. Let's ring her up now and just shout that name down the phone. Got it. Maybe not. Let's play for real, shall we? Let's play for real. Come on. On line number one is Lewis. Lewis, good morning, mate.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Lewis. Where are you right now, my friend?
I am in Sutton Coldfield in Birmingham, in a park.
Okay. Oh, he stood in the park. Okay. All right, we're going to have a quick chat with you. We'll each have one question to ask you and we'll try and work out your job. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll go first. Is the park related to your job?
It can be.
It can be.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
But is it always outdoor?
Is that your question?
Yeah. You're trying to think with Lewis.
He won't have it.
That's what I like from our callers. I like to be contestant and adjudicator.
Sometimes I'm indoors, sometimes I'm outdoors.
Oh, no. Okay.
You can ask a proper question, Matt.
It's a useless question now.
What's your proper question?
Well, do you have an office?
No.
No. Okay. Stuff already I'm worried about this. This is difficult. Anna Geary, your question, please.
Does your job pay well?
It does all right, yeah.
Does all right?
Okay. Can you give us a figure?
Okay.
It's okay.
So these are the clues so far. Feel free to guess at home. 8, 12, 15. Lewis is in a park right now. The park can be related to his work. There is no office and the job pays pretty well. Any ideas? Help us out on 8, 12, 15, 0330123, 12, 15 on WhatsApp. Glenn Moore, your question.
Have you seen anything good at the cinema recently?
This will really help.
Well...
Lewis.
Oh, right. Is that the question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stop derailing the feature.
I'm not derailing the feature. I'm just making small talk.
Yeah. He needs to know why he needs to go and see later, don't you, Glenn?
I haven't been to the cinema recently, unfortunately.
No time for the cinema.
No time for the cinema.
He doesn't review for Empire or Total Film.
Okay. That doesn't help us any way at all. Okay. All right. So far, he is in a park that can be related to his job. No office. Job does pay well. And he hasn't been to the cinema recently. 8, 12, 15. Help us out. We will try and guess Lewis's job next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Some wild guesses coming in too. Debbie says, is he a zookeeper / theme park employee? Don't think about that.
I was maybe going to say zookeeper.
TPO inspector, says Nick the gardener. What does that mean?
Should we have a little look?
TPO, tree preservation order inspector.
That makes sense. In the park.
That's a good guess, actually.
Yeah, really good.
I think he's a grass cutter, says Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, Wendy... Luke, Carl saying this, and Rog from West Sussex all saying the same thing. I'm not going to say what it is, because I reckon that would be one of our guesses.
A lot of people saying
it. Okay, let's welcome him back to the show. Lewis, good morning, mate.
Hello, good morning.
What time do you start work, Lewis?
It's actually my day off today. But we normally start work about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, all right. We are going to try and guess. This is a very difficult one because the clues have been quite minimal on this. Not entirely sure the whole cinema thing helped.
I questioned the question.
Yeah.
I liked it. You've played us for the fools we are, Lewis. Okay, does everyone have a guess?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go first because mine's definitely wrong. But all I could think about was... Dog walker.
No, but not far off.
Okay.
Matty boy.
Dog groomer.
No, that's what my wife does.
Ooh.
Oh, I knew I could sense it. Oh.
Yeah, you could sense it.
Anna Geary. This one throws your one out. I thought Anna had it.
Last minute change.
Should I just stick with what I had?
Well, no, why
he's giving you a clue now. Now. It's
fair, shall I go first? I mean, you can think of one in that time.
Yeah, go on then.
I think you're a vet.
No, but
further away?
Vets don't work in the park, I suppose, do they?
They can if there's like, oh, a whale has been beached in the Regent's Park.
Okay, yeah. Good point. Again.
Anna Geary, it's all down to you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wait a second, here we go.
Do you have kennels?
Wait, guess the job. I'm not giving you a bonus question.
I don't know what it's called,
a kennel. What do you do for a living? Kennels.
Are you big in kennels?
What would we call that?
Kennel owner? Do you run a kennel?
Run the dog pound. Do you run the dog pound?
It's not called a dog. No, kennels.
Yeah, nice kennels. Where they stay.
Lewis, do you own kennels?
I don't, of course.
Oh, what a surprise.
Do you rent kennels?
Lewis, put us out of our misery. What do you do, Lewis?
No.
We've lost him.
He's gone.
Joking.
Oh, never gonna
Lewis, can you hear me? Oh, no.
Lewis.
Do you know what? Texts are coming in as we speak. Is Lewis a personal trainer?
That was what I was going to guess.
But if it's to do with dogs,
but then the pets thing shifted it. But we may never know now.
This one just is unbelievable.
PE teacher in the park.
Yeah. A lot of people saying boot camp was a really good suggestion.
Okay, Lewis, we're gonna have to get him back on. Lewis, we're gonna have to get him back on. He's
what
gone.
What if he is like a PT and he was like dog walking was close because he was like, I walk humans.
Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Yeah, he just messaged me on Instagram saying the suspense is killing me. It's killing us all. It's killing us all, JJ.
Come on.
Let's welcome Lewis back to the show. Lewis, are you there?
I'm here.
He's here. Okay, all right, Lewis, can you please tell us what your job is? No one, I don't think, has guessed this right. What's your job?
I am a dog trainer.
Trainer. Do you know what? 1 minute ago, Keith from Maidstone texted in saying dog trainer. So, Keith, you are right. Natalie from Sussex says dog warden, not quite right. Dog trainer.
You should have stuck with your guess because personal trainer does not specify the species. You're right.
Lewis, what dogs are you working with at the moment in your job? Anything specific?
A Brazilian cockapoos.
Nice.
How are they as a breed? Are they difficult to train?
They're a mixed bunch. Some of them are absolutely bonkers, some of them are lovely.
Yeah, it's all about the treats, isn't it? As long as you've got treats, the dog will do whatever you say.
Absolutely. I happen to run a dog shop where we sell lots of good treats and stuff. Would I be able to give it a plug?
Of course. Where's the shop?
It's in Sutton Coldfield in Birmingham. It's called The Emporium.
The Emporium.
Oh, good.
The Emporium.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Very clever. Matt's Googling it as we speak.
The Bog's Dollocks of Dog Shop.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I'm sweating. Oh, Swiss's eyes lit up then for a second, our producer. He thought, not another Ofcom complaint when Ben's on. Please, no. Lewis, thank you so much for playing today. Thank you so much for adding to the drama of disappearing during the competition. That was lovely. Have a great day off, mate. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. See you later. Take care.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Wednesday mornings, no repeat guarantee. We are Absolute Radio. This is The Breakfast Show. Earlier, about 7:10, we had Matt Dyson's Social Ammo. And I believe the people want more, Matt. They crave more. Can you give it to
them?
They do.
Extra. Andy Pemmick sent me a great video on Instagram.
Not him.
It's someone called Raised Bowls on TikTok who's done this musical creation. It's not AI. Hmm. It's a humanoid behind this. And an amazing Fred Durst impression.
Oh.
There's some naysayers out saying this isn't great, but I think it's amazing.
You've been trying to get this on for days now.
I have been trying to get it
past
the producers.
We're scraping the barrel.
Because if you can imagine such a thing, it's the SpongeBob SquarePants theme tune as if it was done by Limp Bizkit.
Finally.
So just drink this in. It's amazing.
Very good impression.
I mean, it's amazing. Fred Durst impression.
I can see why initially it was a no from the producers. But nice to hear it nonetheless.
Ready all around the world. There we go. Everyone loves that. Everyone... Please love it. Love me. Love me.
Love me. Oh, God, it's got so dark. Are you okay? Do you want to talk about it? We'll have a chat off air. We'll have a chat off air, shall we? Oh, God.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Matt, before we finish it, we need to name today's broadcast. Yeah. So you can find it on our Rayo app if you fancy listening back. These are options, as always, taken from content during today's show. Option number one is Come and Get Your Milky.
That's your catchphrase pretty much now, isn't it?
Not happy about that. That's become drama, to be honest with me. It's giving Penelope pit stop.
Anna Geary in the Halloween drama.
Yeah, her performance. I think about that Art Attack head a lot.
Yes, that was in relation to the Skibbity Toilet head.
I do. It sort of haunts me.
It's true, yeah.
That Art Attack head.
You do see the image in your head quite a lot.
Yeah, he had such a elastic neck.
Yeah.
Which was terrifying.
Yeah,
yeah. Cruise and Quattro together finally.
That was during Five Celebs, £5.
As is this, Rippin' on Griffin.
Rippin' on Griffin.
Yeah.
That's the Angela conundrum.
Anna in the Bauer Media shower.
She was singing for the drama. Yeah,
on location. Nice, yeah. Recording. A whale has beached in Regent's Park.
That was a guest from Glenn during Guess My Job, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. Big in Kennels, also in Name That Job. And quite a desperate plea from you during Social Ammo Extra. Please love it.
Please love it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've put myself together since then. So I think maybe it's the Art Attack head.
Okay.
Yesterday we had the Ben's Christmas nappy. I think I think about the Art Attack head a lot.
Yeah, it makes it sound like I'm going for a breakdown, and in many ways I am. Okay, today's broadcast is called I Think About That Art Attack Head a Lot. You can listen back to it in our Rayo app very, very soon. If you're listening to the main station, Sophie Kay is on for you next. She'll tell you how you can win £500,000, not £100,000, £500,000, half a million quid. She'll do that next. We're back tomorrow from 6. See you then.